Shelby, do you want to record a podcast?
I absolutely do want to record a podcast.
It's been so long.
It's been like since before
It was well
Christmas.
before Christmas because it took me forever to get the last one uploaded.
Wow. So
At
Happy
least.
New Year.
Happy New Year!
Yay. Oh my
Yay!
God. Oh my
Right?
God. Although
Right?
people do not want us to talk about things coming up in the new year.
Yeah, so you put out a poll. What do
I
you
did.
have the results of that poll?
Like there's I'm gonna stop putting defenders on there because defenders always wins. It was like defenders and what else? Oh, and then like the big hole in Daredevil season two.
Was just I put the big hole on, I put out a Twitter post of what do we want people what do people want us to talk about? And I just threw that because I was just doing like, the random GIF search where you search. Yeah. And I was trying to find the Daredevil's mystery one, and it gave me the big hole. And I was like, yes.
That big ass hole.
So.
And then the OA, and then nobody wanted to talk about anything coming up in 2017. Nobody. Zero
Nobody.
percent. Nobody. Which means we're probably going to talk about all the things coming up in
Yeah.
2017.
From the results of the poll, I think we should talk about the year ahead and the fuck is the OA. No, I really don't want to give the OA that much of my attention.
I know you didn't like it, but I loved it.
It's not that I didn't like it. I don't
You just
know.
didn't like
I'm just
it.
ambivalent about it. Like, with all of the good TV out there, the good satisfying TV out there, I couldn't recommend it as like must watch.
I thought it was pretty like good and satisfying.
Yeah.
But I can see where people, it is not for everyone, but there are a lot of shows that I watch that's not for everyone, so.
Well, and there was a point somewhere in this process where I was like, this is gonna all be in her head and it's gonna make me very mad. And I might have just spoiled it for somebody. So maybe I should edit that out.
No, because I totally think, well, they've had time to watch it. I mean, I'm not going to go too deep into it either because people really don't want us to talk about it. And it really is something you have to watch. And like, it's to me, it's your own kind of, you can put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's totally about the power of belief and suggestion. And, you know,
Sure. Yeah.
so
Yeah.
that's kind of why I mean, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect show by
No.
any means.
I think it's a great conversation piece. I think it's a great, if you want a show that you can watch and you will be able to find somebody in a group that you can talk about with and you can probably talk about for hours, it's a good one to watch.
Yeah, because it's a great story. Because my friend Brittany, who watched it, that's what she liked about it. She liked that she got wrapped up in her telling the story.
Yeah.
And she said, I decided, whereas I was kind of sort of ready to bail on it about middle ways in. I was like, I don't know if I want to continue with this or not. She was all in. She was like, I didn't care how it ended. I wanted to hear her tell the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like you
Well,
said,
and that's
it's
true. Like, I wanted to hear her story. I wanted to hear how it kept going. I wanted to, know all the details. And it came just a little bit short of being fulfilling for me. But it was
And
enough to keep me to the end, which a lot of shows don't do. So.
right. If you like Black Mirror, if anybody's watched Black Mirror, it's like one big, like, how many episodes were there? Eight, like an 8-hour episode of Black Mirror. That's kind of what it's like for me. So, yay. But I do hope they just leave it like that. I don't need a season two.
Yeah.
Just let it be what it is. Now, if you want to continue on with these writers and let them do something else, that's cool to me. I'd like to see what else they could do, but not an OA season two. Just, you know. So, yay, Netflix. Shout out to Netflix. Because, you know, they don't give a shit. They'll do whatever. And they'll probably, and of course, me saying that, now there'll be an OA season two, probably. Because they're like, fuck you, Shelby. We know what we want to do.
I don't know. I haven't seen it getting like huge. Like Stranger Things, when it came out, everybody was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I saw like people talking about OA, I saw a lot of people wanting to find other people to talk about OA with.
Yeah, it's tough now on Netflix, unless it is like a slow kind of like phenomenon, like Stranger Things, kind of like started slowly and then it just spread and got huge. It's hard to find anything on Netflix that the conversation keeps going about.
But I feel like Stranger Things kept going longer than the OA, because I feel like the OA disappeared pretty quickly.
It totally did, but Stranger Things built upon something. It was like this crazy thing that happened, because when Stranger Things was announced before it even came out, I was like, yep, that's something I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
And I didn't have it on tap to watch like immediately, because it came out like in the middle of the summer. But then it's like all of a sudden, all these people were watching it. I was like, oh God, okay, I have to hurry up and watch this and get in on this. And then it kept going, and it's still going right now. A lot of Netflix shows, they have this, like, when it's on release day, it's this crazy thing, or even release week, and then it's over with.
Yeah.
You know, even The Crown, you know, people talk about, but there's nobody, I see anybody talking about The Crown. I don't see anybody talking about The Get Down.
The interesting thing about The Crown is a lot of the people, I mean, like, our little Twitter bubble, like, I don't see a lot about The Crown. But when I'm talking to people that don't watch a lot of the same things that I do, they're talking about The Crown. Like, I have coworkers talking about The Crown.
Yeah.
So, which is, I mean, which Netflix, you know, that's their goal. Find people find something for everybody so you pull them all in.
Exactly.
I mean, The Crown was so freaking expensive. You're going to be hearing about The Crown for a long time until they've made their money back.
Right, but so was The Get Down, and I don't feel like you know, it lived up to its hype either. It's like you almost have to find this group of, like, famous people that watch it.
Right.
The famous people have to talk about it, you know? Yeah. And even I don't feel like, I don't feel like Luke Cage, like, I don't feel like the hype around it lasted as long as, like, say, Jessica Jones.
True. But Jessica went on to be nominated for a lot of awards, you know, the Peabody and stuff like that. They kept her in the conversation.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't keep track of some of those awards closely enough to know, like, if we just haven't heard, if Luke Cage hasn't gotten that hype because that award season hasn't rolled around, or if Luke Cage really isn't just going to get that hype.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm rewatching Luke Cage, so.
Yeah. How was it on the rewatch? No.
Well, I mean, I'm getting to that part where, you know, it's, you know, I guess I can say it now. When Cottonmouth dies, I'm getting to that part, and that's the hard part for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I finished yesterday, and he just got shot by the Judas bullet. So I was like, ugh. But I'm still going to finish it again. So.
Well, and I did the Defenders TV podcast for Luke Cage episode 9. And I had to go back and rewatch it. And I was like, I'm going to watch it with an open mind, you know?
Yeah.
I really liked Jessica Jones when I rewatched some of the stuff that I was kind of on the fence about.
Me too.
You know, like,
me
it
too.
Got better with rewatches. So I was like, you know, this is one of my least favorite little periods in Luke Cage. Maybe when I rewatch it, it'll win me over. And it didn't.
No. Yeah. I think I'm on episode 8 now. Yeah, so it's this is the hard part. And it was funny because when it got over with, my mom was like, so who's the lawyer friend you think she's talking about? You know, and I was like, well, you know, everybody thinks it's Matt, but in my head it's always foggy.
Right.
Of course it's totally Matt, but I want it to be Foggy so bad.
Right.
So, but like you said, Jessica Jones was, oh my God, I could go back and rewatch it now. Like, I love it so much more now than I did when I first watched it. And I guess, I don't know. It's just a better story. And then it's sad, too, because the first half of Luke Cage is probably the best story and the most interesting story. And then it just, but anyway, we'll see. We'll go back to that later on. When Shelby finishes it, and if my mind changes, I'll let people know.
Yeah.
And so by that time, hopefully, we can get, like, a Punisher teaser. Oh, my God. Where is our Punisher teaser? Where's the Punisher, like, official Marvel account?
You know, like, we actually At the MCU Exchange, we were talking about that recently because there's an account that Agent M, so Ryan Penagos, Agent M on Twitter, he's the official digital, he's the guy that we saw at Comic-Con.
Yes, right.
And he's like the official Marvel digital service, he's in charge of the Twitter stuff.
Right.
And so there's one account that like he's following and he occasionally uses, but it's got like 150 followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what the hell?
And why is... Yeah, there's just nothing. It's...
Look here, Marvel, Netflix, if you need somebody to run the account, I'm available.
Right, like, right. You should like, let Ryan know.
Just let me know. I'll run this account. I'll do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's been no Punisher... Nothing. I mean, there's been some stuff on the Daredevil account that's been like Punisher centric.
It's heavily Punisher. Like, yeah. I'm like.
And I am so ready for it to start being Punisher. We were so ready. I was so convinced that right after New Year's,
yep,
we were going to get Punisher news, to the fact that Monday, January 2nd, I had off of work. And I literally sat here at my computer at 9 a.m. because they tend to drop shit right at 9 a.m. So I just sat here and I had like my MCU Exchange like draft ready to start. And I was just refreshing and refreshing and there was nothing. And I was so pissed. I mean, just give us some fucking Punisher news.
Yeah, because they totally have enough now to do a teaser. Oh my God. That would be like huge. A Punisher teaser would be like, holy shit, you
and
know?
It's not like, I mean, so with Runaways, we were really, there's the Television Critics Association. Hulu which goes to that. So we'll talk about that in a second with Runaways. Yeah. But Netflix isn't there. Netflix isn't
That's
doing
what
anything
I was, yeah. Didn't Netflix and like Stars pull out is what I
Several
I think.
Networks just sort of, you know, they're just kind of like, meh, whatever. So it's not like there's a big event. I mean, it's not like Netflix doesn't do upfronts.
And that sucks because last year, you remember when Netflix was at the TCAs, Daredevil was the last, like, whatever you want to call it, panel or whatever they did.
Yeah.
And that's when the people got the footage, you know, got to see the footage of Elektra in Matt's apartment.
Oh, really? Was that at TCAs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like... I don't know what big event, because there's nothing, I mean, as far as cons, there's D23 and San Diego Comic-Con both in July, with D23 being the big, like, every other year, Disney does their own big sort of con type thing in Anaheim, and it's going to be the week before San Diego, so a lot of the Marvel stuff will be at D23 instead of at San Diego.
Yeah.
So basically I'm planning my life around spending 10 days in California this year.
Yeah.
But between now and then there's no, because it's not like Netflix does upfronts, cause upfronts are for selling ads and they don't have to win over, you know, the ad buyers. There's no known time that they could be holding out this information. So it really, truly, any day now at 9 a.m., that's the only thing I'm convinced of, it will be at 9 a.m.
I hope they, I don't know. I don't know if I want them to just drop it, like, or be like, it's coming, like, give us a date, like a countdown, like, clock, you know.
Well, I mean, I feel like a teaser trailer would either come during an event of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Or just drop. But the actual trailer, I mean, the only thing I can think is if they give us this news surrounding the Iron Fist, which is a long ways away, at the Iron Fist premiere.
God, yeah, that, oh, God, yeah, but, well, by that time, they should be, like, they should give you a full trailer, because by that time, they should almost be through filming.
Well, okay, so I'm going on the assumption, I mean, my timeline in my head is, you know, we get Iron Fist on St. Patrick's Day, 317.
Mm-hmm.
And then Defenders started filming around the same time as Punisher, but it has
Like a month later. Yeah.
Yeah, but it only has 8 episodes, whereas Punisher has 13. So it should finish sooner. So I'm hoping for Defenders in July and then Punisher October, November.
Yeah.
So we need some full trail. I mean, if that is our schedule, well, one, give us our goddamn dates.
Know.
I guess
Like,
instead of like a 2017, like what we want to see in the Marvel Universe wish list, here's just the information I want Ryan Penagos to give me.
it's crazy. And I still think that Punisher and Defenders could be flip-flopped. I do. Because they're
Really?
still, yeah, because we're still such a long way away from Jessica Jones season 2 and Daredevil season 3 that I think if you have the Defenders coming at the end of the year, then that sort of makes that wait not feel quite as long.
Yeah.
Whereas you, if you put Defenders in the middle of the year, then you're probably still a year away from Jessica Jones. Possibly. Maybe it comes earlier, maybe it comes in February or March, but you're still a long way away from.
That's true. I haven't thought about that. You're ruining my timeline.
But you could be right. But then they could also be like, here's Defenders, and now here's something brand new. Here's the Punisher, and the Punisher's gonna come out, and everybody's gonna love it. And within like 2 days, they're gonna say, Punisher season 2 is coming.
God, everybody has such a hard-on for the Punisher. I wouldn't be surprised if they just like tell us now. Like, Punisher,
know.
5 seasons! Rah!
It's going to be huge.
I know.
It's going to be huge. It could end up being, especially if it comes out before Defenders, it will be probably the most watched Marvel Netflix show.
Yeah.
Because people, like you said, the Punisher, I didn't realize the Punisher was that huge. I knew it was a popular character, but I didn't know it was
Yeah.
popular enough. And that a lot of credit goes to Jon Bernthal, really. But I didn't know it was popular enough to carry its own series.
And there
But
still
we'll.
is that mystery. Like, how much of a series can they make out of this? Like, what is he going to be doing? Who,
Yeah.
what is a modern Punisher going to be? And go ahead and give us a freaking teaser so we can start to get an idea of that.
Thank you. If it's nothing but Frank going one batch, two batch, come on, just give it to me, please.
Yeah, but we know they're bringing in Micro.
Yes.
We know, I mean, that
And
was over Christmas. We got that cast photo that had a whole bunch of people in it.
yes. And Jigsaw, right?
Yeah. And so, maybe, I don't know. I would just like a teaser. I mean, like Defenders, we know a little bit about what we're getting because we got that little teaser with the hand and stick
Yeah.
telling them that they're a bunch of
Yeah,
pussies.
yeah. Although I mean, I'd love it. They have enough, surely, for a teaser for that too. But I'm good. I can wait on that because
Yeah.
I feel like it's still a long ways off. But I'm ready for the Punisher. I mean, they've been filming for 3 months.
Yeah. And we don't even have, I mean, we barely. So it shows up on Netflix as a coming soon thing. So you have like the little skull head logo for the show and a little summary. And that's what we have.
That's it. That's it.
So, dear Marvel, give us some
So
Punisher news.
much mystery. So much
And give
mystery.
us our schedule. I guess that's always on my wish list. Give me
Yeah,
a Netflix
just
release schedule.
at least say like Iron Fist is spring, Punisher summer, Defenders fall.
Yeah.
Like, do that. That would even be better.
Yeah.
Or even, and then after that, saying yes, Jessica Jones is scheduled to start filming in, I don't know, April,
Yeah.
whatever.
And I mean, I do feel that Jessica Jones should start filming as soon as they're done with the Defenders.
Right, have about 2 weeks off and then go right into it.
Yeah,
That's what.
because Melissa's had plenty of time to get that show ready. She's known they were going to have season two for like 2 years now.
I know, like 3 years in between
It
seasons. That's
shouldn't be like,
crazy.
okay, now I need a bunch of time to prep. It should be like they're done, and she's just like, Kristen, go beat up that guy. Done. Over.
Yes. Yeah. So there's our Netflix like wish list. Whatever.
Wait,
They don't give a shit.
I think there might be more to mine. No. Okay.
Oh.
Well, and I mean, I started doubting if we would get Daredevil. I mean, because in my head, Daredevil would come right after Jessica Jones.
Yes, that's what goes in my
But,
head too.
it's possible. I mean, if Marco and Doug are still, if I mean, I'm assuming they're doing Daredevil season 3. That may not give them enough time between the Defenders and pre-production for Daredevil. It's possible they could throw Luke Cage in.
Totally. They totally could. And it's still, I still think, please, okay, no, I can't, because I'll throw up if I go to thinking like Daredevil's going to be 2019. I'll throw up right now. So I'm still in my head with okay with that, because I still think that Daredevil could still come out in 2018, especially if they go to doing three shows a year.
Yeah, if they do three a year. And I mean, one of my friends suggested that the Jessica Jones could be so ready to go. Our timeline could be completely off. We could get Jessica November.
That would be tough. That would be tough. No, knowing that they haven't even started filming yet. If Netflix and Marvel would agree to cut these shows to like 10 episodes, then I think they could get a lot more done. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, me like being like the number one, like, oh, Daredevil junkie, please cut, you know, three episodes. But if it helps us get more stuff out.
And if it keeps us from having three episodes of crap in the middle of the season.
Right.
I mean, we've discussed that. And I mean, there's no crap in these series, but they're consistently having a few episodes that just feel like too much.
Yes. That's all of them. Yeah.
And if they can get around that, if going to 10 episodes makes it a more solid season, I'm for it.
And give us more. If it helps give us more.
Give us more.
I can't wait. We're only like, what, 2.5 months away from Iron Fist. I'm ready.
Less than that. We're like 2 months and 9 days.
There you go.
2 months and 9 days. I don't know how many days. There's 31
I don't
in
know. Maybe like
28 in February. And
I was going to say maybe like 10 weeks.
I was like math is really hard for me this morning. I was writing an article about the Avengers. Infinity War is going to be filming in Scotland. Of all places.
I saw that. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
An intergalactic film in Scotland. Which, of course, side note, had me completely thinking of a Thor-Outlander crossover, because those two hot bodies together, like... Anyways. But, like, when when I was writing the article, it was, like, you know, 10 million pounds. You know, like, this is estimated to bring, you know, 10 million pounds to the local economy. And I'm like, well, what is that in dollar bills? So I put it in this, like, I even just, like, took it over to a Google currency like calculator. Yeah. So all I literally had to do was count the zeros and be like, all right, that's... And I was like, $12 billion? And I was even, like, asking, like, somebody, you know, behind the scenes at the exchange, I was like, $12 billion? And he was like, that's insane. I'm like, movies don't make that much for anyways, I just counted the zeros wrong. It was $12 million.
Oh, well.
But that's just my math. I'm sucking at math today. That's a long story to say. I can't math today. So I can't count the days to Iron Fist.
Yeah, well, I have it written down at work. I have a whole calendar doing it, but I can't remember if we're like down to like 70 or like maybe 63. It may be closer to 63. So maybe 9 weeks away.
I think we're getting close.
Getting close. We need another trailer, Netflix. I need another trailer.
They really don't start doing trailers until about a month ahead, a few weeks ahead.
I know, but I need more.
Yeah. I mean, because they keep doing a lot of the press after the release, because evidently not everybody watches at 3 a.m. So it's not like they have to. I mean, that's the thing with it not being network. It's like not everybody has to watch the day it's released. Like, it's probably easier on them if we wait a week.
Probably. But I'm watching it. I'm watching that shit at 3 a.m. So.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit at 3 a.m.
I'm watching that shit.
Because
there are people out there. The thing is that when they release another trailer, people are going to see the clips that we've already seen at New York Comic Con.
Right.
So we're going to be like, because there's still shit people haven't seen that we've seen. Oh, my God.
Seriously. And that's if you haven't, if you are really excited about Iron Fist and you haven't listened to like our fresh from Comic Con, where we like went through every single detail that we heard at the Iron Fist thing, you really need to if you're excited about it, because there's
so much happy,
so much to be excited about. I don't know how many times I've like tried to explain to people like. Or where I get it wrong, where he's like, I am the immortal Iron Fist.
Yeah.
The living weapon.
Yeah.
Sworn enemy of the hand.
Enemy of the hand.
Because that's the piece that, like, nobody... Everybody's, like, focused on the fight scene and Colleen's fight scene and the fighting and, you know, how's somebody look and how's this? And I'm like, no, no. The most exciting part is I am the immortal Iron Fist.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh God, I can't wait. So ready. I'm so ready for Finn to start doing like little press junkets and things, and yay. Which is gonna be tough for him because they're filming the Defenders, so that's tough to be doing press for, you know, Iron Fist, which I guess they'll be when he really starts
they'll be
really
done with the Defenders. Show. Yeah. They'll be done with the Defenders by the time he's doing that.
I hope so. We'll see. It'll be close, probably.
No, I mean, I mean, if it's 6 months for a regular show, then they should be done with Defenders in 4, and that would make them done the end of February.
Yeah, but they take so much time off during these holidays, so.
Yeah, they're back on it, though.
They're back on it now, but I'm just saying.
Oh my God,
like,
and not only are they back on it, but they're sitting at that one location for a week and a half.
I know. Serious shit's going down there. That must be where, like, all of a sudden, like, they get together and decide to fight the shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to take them, like, 4 episodes to get their shit together. And then 4 episodes to fight whatever they're fighting.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm just...
I know, and the only thing keeping me from coming up there in January is fucking winter. I just don't know. Right. I want to... It's just so cold. Like, it's so... I'm just... Can it be filmed in a tropical climate, please?
Right. Then it wouldn't be New York.
No. No. The Defenders films in Wakanda.
Well, that's Black Panther is coming to Atlanta. Black Panther kicks off like next week.
So that's filming. Yeah, I didn't know if that's what they, because I'm sure some of Infinity War will be done in Atlanta too.
Maybe.
That's where they've done.
Yeah.
Because that's where Marvel does all, you know, a lot of their shit.
But Thor, Ragnarok. They filmed in Australia, and they filmed the whole thing in Australia.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be. I just knew people were talking about a Marvel movie filming in Atlanta, and I didn't realize Black Panther was about to
kick off. Yeah, it's definitely Black Panther. That's cool. Chadwick Boseman has been seen in Atlanta. Like, they're ready. And there's a bunch of stuff, like the Atlanta casting calls and stuff. There was a real interesting one. I don't know if it ever made it to the news. It was, like, they were looking for kids that could do double dutch. Jump rope?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I know. I was like, do kids still know how to do that?
Like, I know. Do kids even still jump rope?
You have to,
in the movie, look really close, and it's like 40-year-old. Like,
40?
Doing double dutch.
They gotta get stunt doubles, because that shit's hard.
So hard, I never fucking could do it. Oh, my God. Oh my Fail. God.
Like,
Fail
I just tried so jump things. Roping, like, a month ago, like, at the gym. And I actually stayed late, like, I mean, because I go to a gym where we do, like, a circuit workout as a group, sort of CrossFit-ish, but not. And, like, when it was over, I stayed afterwards, and was like, I'm gonna remember how to jump rope, because this shit's hard.
Oh my God.
You keep wrapping it around your legs, and...
Right, or, you know, and like you said, the double dutch, and they would, you'd have to jump in?
Yeah.
Oh God, I couldn't, no, I was... The worst.
Yeah.
The jump in and jump out thing. Oh, never. I failed at it. I'm not even going to pretend like I even did it like one good time.
Yeah, I never happened. I never ever. I mean, maybe one group where like two people are doing it and you go in and.
Yes.
I might have succeeded at that once, but I have never. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, Jesus. I can ride a horse. Like, I've ridden a horse with no reins, no stirrups at the canter, like, touching my nose, doing shit like that. But double dutch? No way.
No. Mm-mm. No, like you said, they're going to need some stunt doubles to do double dutch.
Yeah.
I just went, what? That's great. That's interesting. That's funny.
I just thought that was, I don't know if an article ever got written about that or if we covered it in something, but I was just like, double dutch in the condo.
Wait, I hope this scene does not get cut because I want to see this. Which in Wakanda, I guess it may. No, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I can't wait.
I mean, I think Wakanda.
I just can't wait for that.
Is pretty technologically advanced.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not like it's. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to some war-torn African country that's living in poverty that. You know, for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can support a small child.
What if that's one of the requirements of like being Black Panther? Is you have to be able to do double dutch.
Yeah, maybe it's a Wakandan tradition. Maybe double dutch doesn't come from the Dutch. It comes from Wakanda.
Oh my God, that is amazing. That is so great.
Now I want to text my Dutch friend to see if double dutch is actually Dutch.
Oh my God. And now I want to jump rope because now I really want to learn how to double dutch.
Yeah. Maybe if we can get another friend at some point on the streets of Brooklyn, you can try to double dutch.
I try to double dutch and fail miserably.
Like, I don't know how it's possible.
No.
It just seems like it defies physics in some way.
It just does. I mean,
seems there's... like it would be easier for you because you're kind of short, so your head isn't hitting the top rope.
No, because every instinct of like my body is going, don't run into that swinging rope. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, no, stop. Hesitation. Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out, shall we? Get the fuck out of our jump rope shit. No. So, yes. Okay, well, that's cool. And so, and it's, when is it? It's 2018, right? When it comes?
I think so. Yeah.
Kind of so screwed up on years. Because for so long, I've been saying things are like 2 years away. And now we're into 2017, so I'm so confused.
Yeah. I went to a new doctor the other day, so I had to fill out like the 5 million piles of paperwork.
Yeah.
And I managed to put 2017 on all of them except for the first one. The first one, it was just...
Oh, that's nice.
Because it was on the 6th. So I was like, oh, that's cool. 1/6/16. And then on the next page, I was like, that's wrong.
That's not right. Well, in my job, we're always working like in the current year and in the year ahead anyway. So now it's tough to realize you're in 2017 and you're working now for 2018 because it's always a mess. I never know what year I'm in.
Yeah.
But I got like a little free like Marvel calendar.
Did you?
From like Midtown Comics. And so that helps because like when I flip it to May, it'll be like Guardians of the Galaxy month, you know, or March, Logan month, you know, like that helps me remember. It's not actually on the days on the calendar, but their pictures are up there, so that kind of helps me remember all the things that are happening in 2017, and there's so much between Logan and Guardians and Thor and Spider-Man.
Yeah, and like that Legion show on FX.
Yes. Which hasn't I'm not all in on that. Has not completely like sold me, but yeah. I'm not a huge X-Men fan either. Yeah. So.
Well, and that's outside of the MCU. So
yeah.
But still happening. But there's so much. I mean, even just the filming. So right now, they're filming Defenders, Punisher, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
They're getting ready to kick off Black Panther. They're going to start Infinity War in February.
Yes.
And then there's Runaways and Cloak and Dagger, which we just learned are going to start filming in February. That's seven MCU properties.
Yeah, Marvel is,
It's insane.
It's insane. And they've already announced like Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Spider-Man 2.
They did, didn't they? Well, and that's, That's what, like, I was talking about Punisher, you know?
Yeah.
That didn't surprise me one bit. I'm surprised they haven't just come out and said, here's the Spideyverse, you know?
Right.
It's going to be a movie a year until he's married and has grandchildren. Like,
yeah.
Tom Holland is awesome.
Yes. And but they have to keep it, you know, if they're going to do this high school thing, they have to hurry up and
well, and that's the thing, too. Movies. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Which I do believe, though, he's such a little baby-faced guy, they could get away with it for a while, for at least the next 10 years.
Well, and I mean, I see, I haven't followed the Spider-Man comics as much as, like, the true comic believers and stuff. But from listening to some folks, the way I understand it is that the comics have had a really hard time with Spider-Man growing up.
Yeah.
Like, he's a forever young character. So even though, like, in the comics, they've had him grow up and marry Mary Jane, and, you know, they've tried to make him grow up, but it just never seems right with him as a responsible adult. So, yeah, I mean, like, make the high school Spidey, make the immature, you know, keep him in his 20s for 15 years.
I did come across something on Tumblr, which I sort of tend to stay away from because it's a lot of, I don't know, it's a lot of just, I don't know. But it was somebody saying that this Spider-Man story is whitewashing again because it's nothing but the Miles Morales story of Spider-Man.
So, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have had
that's the first I'd heard of that, but I'm like, you, I have not read any Spider-Man comics, so there you go.
Yeah, but I've seen some of that criticism.
Mm-hmm.
I think that goes back to, if we're looking at a modern-day high school Spider-Man, it's Miles Morales.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at a 1960s high school Spider-Man, you're looking at Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. So I think any universe where you're doing Spider-Man in 2017 in high school, it's going to feel like you're doing Miles.
Yeah.
And I've also heard some of the backup characters, you know, because there's his whole gang of high school buddies, that a couple of them, I don't remember if it's the character name or just the character that they're portraying, are totally buddies of Miles and not like Peter Parker.
Yeah, apparently there's one scene that's taken like directly from the comic. I don't know if it's something from the trailer.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't, like I said, I don't know enough about it. I know the guys that I do the MC Exchange podcast with, they really have extreme feelings on all of this. That one of the characters is somebody that, you know, they're not calling him this, but he's totally that character.
Ah.
Yeah. So I think Marvel would, or Sony, whoever, I mean, I guess Sony has the rights to Miles as well as Peter. I think they...
Do they think that Miles Morales wouldn't sell as Spider-Man, like in a Spider-Man movie?
I think probably. Worldwide appeal, you know, I mean...
Is Peter, like Peter Parker or Spider-Man?
Peter Parker has the worldwide appeal. My hope, and I mean... Marvel seems to be moving towards more diversity every day. So my hope and wish would be that, and I've seen, I mean, I'm sure there are people that have written novel length feelings on this, is that they'll eventually work Miles in.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it is 10 years down the road when they're struggling with, you know, Peter getting older or Tom Holland wants to move on for some stupid reason. Yeah, I mean, Tom Holland grew up wanting to be Spider-Man. I mean, if you've looked into the guy at all, like, he grew up wanting to be Spider-Man. He learned to parkour to be Spider-Man.
He's so cute.
He and his buddies would, like, debate everything, and he was always Spider-Man. I mean, like, he grew up wanting to be Spider-Man. So I think in some future world where, like, for some reason they need another Spider-Man, I think they will be all on Miles. And maybe they have a long-term Spider-Verse where Miles is in the
plans. Eventually shows up.
Soon.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, for all we know, Miles could show up in Homecoming.
Yes. It's
But
gonna make all the money.
yeah. Oh yeah. Homecoming.
I mean, yeah. It'll probably, I don't know what's gonna make more money. I really don't. Guardians or Spider-Man, because Guardians is also gonna make all the money.
But, you know, some people. So we were talking. I keep saying this. I keep talking. I talked to too many people that weren't you, Shelby.
Oh, I'm so sad.
But they put the question to me, like, with the Spider-Man trailer and with the Guardians trailer, which one are you more excited about?
Oh, Guardians.
Well, so my thing is, Guardians looks really interesting, and I know it'll be an interesting movie. But Spider-Man, you know exactly what you're getting.
And maybe that's my problem with it.
And that, yeah, like, you know you're gonna go in and you're gonna get Witty Banner. So I compared it, like, vanilla ice cream to Rocky Road. Because somebody went, okay, and this is a horrible, horrible thing. Clay Aiken, when he was
Yeah.
on
American Idol.
American Idol, like, somebody was like, dude, you're too vanilla. And he was like, vanilla ice cream is the number one selling ice cream in the world. So I don't see that as a bad thing.
True.
And I sort of see it as Spider-Man being the vanilla ice cream. Which isn't to say it's a bad thing. I think it's, you know, predictable. You know it's going to be great. You know it's going to be fun. But you kind of go in knowing what you're going to get. Guardians, I feel like there's a bunch of characters that I don't really know. That, you know, there'll be stuff that might go over my head. I know it'll be fun and I know it'll be interesting. So it's kind of like
But
trying a new
baby
ice cream flavor that sounds awesome, but who knows?
But baby Groot though. Oh my
Well,
God.
exactly. I mean, like, I cannot figure out. So, like, this, yeah. So I have no idea which one I'm more excited about.
Based on the trailers alone, I can tell you I watch the Guardians trailer at least once a day.
Really? Still?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Or at least every other day at work. I love that trailer so much. The Spider-Man trailer, I've watched it once. I think twice, maybe twice.
Yeah. And that's true. Yeah.
But it's also music. Guardians has, like, they sell you with the music, too, and it's fun. And the Spider-Man trailer, when I watched it, I was so hyped up and ready for it. There was something about it that just was underwhelming to me. I was like, and maybe it is like what you say, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So I was like, or maybe it's I'm also out of that. Whereas I do want to see Peter Parker like back in high school. I do want that Spider-Man, but then I feel so far removed from that Spider-Man. That's
Yeah.
part of it too. But they're both gonna make, I mean, they're gonna be billion-dollar movies. So
They're both going to be billion-dollar movies. Yeah, it's
isn't it crazy to think that we're sitting here talking about in this world that we live in, which movie's gonna make more money? Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or Spider-Man Homecoming? And then Thor comes along, and then we got this and that. We have so much. There's enough. I'm gonna throw my money at all of them, as Kevin Smith would say.
Right.
Take my money, Marvel.
Just
Take it.
take it all. I'll
So,
give a little to Hulu, a little to Netflix,
yes,
a
and
bunch
in
to
Hulu.
AMC.
Yeah, right. Sundance, I'll throw some of that way too. Yeah.
I'll even go buy some popcorn when I see the movie.
No, I probably won't do that, but yay. But that was you brought up Runaways earlier and Hulu and the TCAs and that they're supposed to start filming in February. Where's the cast?
Yeah.
Is this so top secret? Like, we're not even gonna know who's playing in the show?
So, I mean, the thing is, they want to control all of that. You know, they want to control that information as it comes out. So, hopefully, I mean, I guess if it starts filming towards the end of February, they may not have the cast. They might have a lead. They might still be deciding on who the cast is. I mean, because remember, Charlie was cast a month before Daredevil
Yeah.
started. so they could still be making those decisions. A lot of the ways that the press catches on to some of that stuff early is really based on knowing the production title, which we just learned yesterday. So yeah, you might expect some more casting news to leak that way. I mean, because yeah, even the cast members, like, they don't tell them what they're, you know.
No.
But they don't know what they're trying out for, they're auditioning for.
No.
So you might see some information start leaking out. Yeah, so it's just not out there. I mean, that's the thing. Like, Cloak and Dagger, we thought was dead. I mean, because it was just like it was announced and then nothing was there. I'm really sad that Hulu didn't give us any Runaways news yesterday.
Yeah.
If it had been like a Marvel-style press conference, it would have like ended at the end with, oh yeah, here's something kick-ass, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And Hulu needs to be careful with that and not just expect it to sell itself because it is Marvel.
Yeah. But what I get from that is, I mean, if Hulu's doing if they're doing the TCA's thing and they're still taking them seriously, then maybe at the summer TCA, because they do winter and summer TCA's.
Yes.
So maybe in June we'll get
a trailer.
We'll get, you know, it'll be a Runaways focus.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. And Cloak and Dagger is Freeform, right?
Is it? Yes, which is like ABC Family.
ABC Family, yeah. Interesting.
And not that there was officially something that came out that said it would be 2018.
Right.
So, but it has a series order, so it's not like they're going and filming a pilot. They're going and filming the whole series.
Well, Freeform has nothing to lose right now. They really have no... Some of their new stuff that they've tried, I think Beyond is their new thing. They're hopping up now that's on... They haven't really had a big, like, hit with any of their new stuff, so they got nothing to lose.
Yeah. The Beyond thing looks interesting, though. Hulu's been advertising it a lot. I've been doing a lot of Hulu streaming recently. And they keep advertising that enough that I'm ready to give it a try.
One of my friends tried it, and he was just like, no.
Well, but it's also, we're not the intended age group.
No, we are not. which is sort of what worries me about Cloak and Dagger a little bit.
But I am so excited because they are filming Cloak and Dagger in New Orleans.
Right.
And I love New Orleans.
Yes, you do. And New Orleans, you know what else? New Orleans is warm. It's not cold.
There's not 8 inches of snow on your car in New Orleans.
Yes, it's not snowing in New Orleans right now.
It actually, right now in New Orleans, according to my friend that lives in the French Quarter, it is below freezing.
Yeah, it's cold here too. I think we were in the 20s this morning too.
Yeah, so that's, I have frozen my ass off in New Orleans before.
You can definitely, it's a different kind of cold. It's what everybody says. Cold in the South is different than cold in the North.
Well, and I mean, it's because you don't expect it.
You're like,
I'm in New Orleans. It's a tropical region.
And it's a wet cold and not a dry cold. Oh, you have a dry cold in New York.
Not dry cold.
Look, cold is cold, people. Cold is cold. Me and my sister went up to a concert Friday night. We left here, I think it was in the 60s. We drove what amounts to an hour north, got out of the car, and it had already dropped to like 39 degrees, and it was raining.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was miserable.
Like, give me 4 inches of snow to not have 40 degree rain.
Oh, God, it was awful. And it rained the whole time we were gone up in Macon and the whole way back. Cold rain. Yeah. We were just hoping, though. Luckily, like, we were at that, at the right place where it was freezing rain, because it very easily could have turned into, like, freezing rain, but...
And I worried about you, because I saw that, like, moving through, and I was like, oh, God, Jenny's in Atlanta.
No, thank God we didn't have to go to Atlanta. We stopped in Macon. That was it. Yeah, if we would have been in Atlanta, we'd have been screwed. Yeah. Because I think it had already started Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw Steve Earle? Is that...
Yes.
So, did you line dance to Copperhead Road?
No, let me. Oh God. Okay. First of all, this place that we go to in Macon, it's a tiny little theater, and it's really cool, really intimate. I saw Marty Stewart there, like no, not last year, year before last, and so we knew where we were going. We go down there, and we sit on the floor, and it's a pretty mixed crowd. We're not the youngest people there. We're definitely not the oldest people there because Steve Earle's been around for 30 years,
Or more.
yeah, or more. Yeah, I think he said he was turning like 62 this year, or just turned 62. But so it's just Steve and his guitar. It's not a full band. It's an acoustic show. So there really is no standing up, hooping and hollering. And it's one of those shows where you're supposed to be respectful because he can hear it, like he could hear the conversation going on back behind everybody, like at the bar. And that's so rude to me. And I thought, Georgia is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be so embarrassing. Because he just got through playing a show in like New York and been to Tennessee. And he gets through with like the first couple of songs, and this guy stands up and yells, "Let us know when you're about to play Copperhead Road." I'm like, oh, fuck me. Really? So Steve goes, "Hey, why don't I just go ahead and get that out of the way right now?"
Oh.
He's like, "Usually you save that to the end, but you know what? You're the ball. You're like, you're calling the shots. I ain't never knew what God like, but hey, now I know." I was like, oh fuck, oh fuck.
Yeah.
But he's used to it, whatever. So he
Oh, yeah.
played it, but then towards the end, I don't know if it's the same guy or another guy, still keeps hollering out like Copperhead Road, and Steve's like, "Excuse me? Holy shit, were you not here earlier?" People who go to shows and act, I know they want to have fun, and it's such a fine line between having fun and being in the moment and also treating these people like they're like circus performers.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
so it's a little cringy,
Yeah.
but totally enjoyable. And I got to hear what I wanted to hear. And
So,
people, if you don't know Steve Earle, just learn. That's
did they line dance to Copperhead Road?
No,
And
nobody got up and lined up.
how was Copperhead Road, like, I
Acoustic?
yeah, on guitar. I mean, because, I mean, so my dad's band used to play Copperhead Road.
Yes.
And my dad played the mandolin when they did
Yes.
it. He would hand off, my dad's a bass player in a country cover band. He would hand off the bass and he would play the mandolin. And that's how I broke my foot, was line dancing to Copperhead Road.
That is great. That is awesome. That makes the story so much better now that it was to Copperhead Road.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know it was to Copperhead Road,
No,
no. I knew you were lying to
it was teaching my cousin to line dance to Copperhead Road. And I tell you, like, I mean, because that was, I mean, when dad first started doing the cover band thing, they would go to these honky tonks and they would play. And then as soon as they went off stage, they would take breaks. The DJ would turn on. There's like a whole little like catalog of classic line dancing songs. It's like if you're at a wedding and they play the electric slide, everybody's going to go out to the dance floor and do the electric slide.
Yeah.
If you're at a honky tonk and you play Copperhead Road, everybody's going to go to the dance floor and do Copperhead Road. So dad was getting pissed that like they would leave the stage and then everybody would flood the dance floor. And I was like, well, then you've just got to learn to do Copperhead Road because
Yes.
if you guys play it as a band, everybody will rush out there. So when he started doing it, I was like, well, I have to learn the line dance.
Yeah.
And I really love it. And when you
Yes.
have on cowboy boots and you can do that stomp,
Stomp.
stomp,
Yep.
because it's lots of kicking and stomping,
Yeah.
I really love it. And then it was that the like all my cousins got together and we were going out to a bar where my dad's band was playing, and my cousin was in from California. And so I wasn't going out. I mean, like, a lot of times I would go to dad's shows and I would be all alone. And so I would just like be hanging out, nursing a beer, and I would dance to, like keep myself from going crazy or whatever. But like this night, I wasn't going out planning to dance. I was going out planning to hang out with my cousins while my dad's band happened to play on stage. But Copperhead Road, you gotta do Copperhead Road.
It is tough to sit still
Yeah.
during Copperhead
And
Road.
it was August, so nobody wants to wear cowboy boots in August.
Of course not.
So, like, Copperhead Road started, and I was like, Carrie, let me show you how to do the line dance.
Oh,
And we were both
shit.
in our flip-flops. And, so it starts off slow, And I was showing it to her, which is a great way to teach people. I mean, I think that's why it's one that everybody knows when line dance too, because you can learn it when it's slow and then it sort of speeds up. And when it speeds up, I just hopped. Yeah, there's like one point where you hop and I just hopped and my foot came down and it hit the side of my flip-flop and that is how I broke my foot.
Oh, that's awful.
It was Copperhead Road.
But that's awesome.
And I was at this honky-tonk and like, you know, some good old boys helped me over to go sit down. And then like the rest of my family was just like, oh, something wrong with you? We're going to go get shots now. Like,
put some ice on it.
Like my cousin, who's like a competitive CrossFitter, I'm like, can you carry me to the car? And he's like, I can call 911. And I'm like, fuck you.
That is great. So, oh God, it's such a great Copperhead Road story. Your Copperhead Road story is so much better than mine, really.
Well, we both have our own. But so on acoustic, that was how I got on that whole tangent. I wasn't going to let you get by without telling you about the story.
It is different. It is not the same. It's still cool, but it is better probably with the full band because that is part of Copperhead's like roads like thing. It's just the everything about it. Yeah. So nobody got up in line dance, and then we were actually all kind of a little scared to yell out anything after that. But he's great. He is a great storyteller. He is a no nonsense kind of guy.
So he
says like he was singing one song and he was like, this is your part, he said, and this is where all you people who are not Republicans, this is, you know, sing along, he said, and all you people that are Republicans that are here, people are gonna know you are here. I was like, oh, you go Steve. And he was talking about being in Australia on like election day, you know, which would have been like November 9th in Australia, and he was like, he was lucky he couldn't get hold of a gun because he would have just shot himself.
Oh.
So it's cool. I recommend anybody because I feel like he's going to be one of those people, one of those songwriters of our time that if you don't get to see, you're going to be like, I had a chance to see Steve Earle and I didn't, because he writes a lot of songs for people who end up recording on their own records, and he's a good storyteller. So
I didn't know. I mean, what other, is there a song that I?
I don't know. He's got so many. That's the thing. People were like yelling out stuff and I'm like, I don't even know that song. He's got you know, he's been doing it for so long, and really you feel like all you do know is Copperhead Road or like Galway Girl or things like that, and he's got so many records.
Yeah, so that's what I figured. I mean, like when you were all excited, I was like, but Shelby isn't really like a Copper, I mean, you know, like Copperhead Road is a good song, but like there has to be more to put him on her bucket list. But
yeah, so that was fun. That was my first show. You know, I love music, so I hope I have more concerts to go to. And that little theater is a good place to go. See, it's kind of like a little hipster area of like Macon now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
There's all kind of little bars down there and little like burger shops with like funky burgers and things.
Well, I also rang in the new year at a little funky. I went to the Stone Pony. Asbury Park to ring in the new year.
Cool.
And you know why the Stone Pony is famous?
Do you know? What?
It's where Bruce Springsteen got his start.
I was going to say, like, it's, I mean, I just know it's very Jersey to me. Like, everybody's played, like, at the Stone Pony.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, that was cool. Like, most of, like, I was just, like, looking around. And their sound system was fabulous. Like, having been in a million honky-tonks with my dad, like, this place, the sound system was good. And it was cool to see all the pictures on the wall and stuff.
Remember, so much fun. Yeah, I love going like in places and all the old posters. It reminds me of like when Matt goes into Fogwell's and you see all the old boxing posters on the wall.
Yeah,
like that in this old theater, which makes me kind of sad because they tore down one of my favorite places in Atlanta last year, the Masquerade.
Yeah.
And but you know, now there's like a fucking mall across the street and things like that. You know.
Yeah,
they did that. Have to go up.
In Winston-Salem, where I grew up, we had Ziggy's, which is where like the Ramones played back in the day, and Squirrel Nut Zippers got their start and stuff like that. And
now it's a Starbucks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, progress. So, whatever.
There's still the Stone Pony, and I have now been there.
That is cool, though. Like I said, that to me, it's just Jersey. That's all.
Right. I couldn't talk to anybody. There was like a ferry where you could like, there was a party on a ferry for New Year's, and they would take you out and like you could see the fireworks at the Statue of Liberty from the water. I just couldn't talk anybody into doing it with me. So, and it wasn't the type of thing that looked like it would be fun to do alone.
Yeah.
So I went to the Stone Pony instead. And that was fun.
Nice. So much fun.
Yeah.
So cool. You could, and who knows? Jon Bon Jovi, like, could have been there.
Could have. Yeah. Well, and they're doing a concert series, like, over this next week that Bruce is never officially on the schedule, but he almost always shows up.
Yeah.
And the saxophone player from the E Street Band is actually playing next Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is when I bought some last-minute airfare to go back to North Carolina.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuckers. Because, I mean, if he's going to show up, if he's going to randomly show up off schedule, it's going to be with his saxophone player.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah. Anyways, let's see.
So what else do we need to cover? The big hole in Daredevil season 2. It's just a big hole, people. It's a big ass hole.
It's a big asshole. No, it's the portal to Kunlun.
It's a big asshole where people crawl up and through it.
The big asshole is the door to Kunlun. It's
Or it's just a big asshole.
They had to have it open by a certain date. It couldn't be anywhere else. It's a big asshole with no explanation. We know that the hand is associated with Iron Fist. It's a portal to Kunlun. Which I'm mispronouncing. Kunlun. It's Kunlun. I don't know.
How do I say it? I'm trying to think, how do I say it? Kunlun?
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 Kunlun.
Kunlun? Kunlun?
Anyway, is that place where you go to become an Iron Fist?
And fight dragons and shit?
That's my prediction.
So if nobody digs the hole from the other side, you can't get through?
Oh my god, wouldn't that suck? Like, you're 10 years, you've trained to be the Iron Fist, you're ready to defeat the hand, but the hand never dug the big hole for you to pop out of?
Right? So all this depends on somebody else digging through the other side?
I don't know.
I can't wait. I know I'm making fun, but
I mean, if the hand is the enemy of the Iron Fist, then maybe the hole interrupts the portal to Kunlun. Maybe, like...
Right, because it would seem to me you would want to fill up the hole.
Yeah, maybe he would normally pop out in Midtown, but since they built that hole, he's going to pop out at the bottom of the hole, and his first task as Iron Fist is going to be to dig out of it.
To get out of the hole.
In his barefoot, right? Like, 90s parka.
And that's why he comes out looking so dirty and homeless.
Right, because he had to dig out of the fucking hole. And then he has to defeat the hand. It's not really that in Kunlun he was trained as the sworn enemy of the hand. It's that he is so fucking mad at him over that hole.
Oh god! And he goes back, and he when he's talking to Matt later, like, you didn't hear me trying to dig out of that hole, fucker.
Like seriously, dude. Like, you shined that flashlight right in my face.
I caught it. I finally caught the flashlight. I think that
you didn't hear it hit bottom because I caught it. Thanks for sending me the flashlight.
You know what? I'm glad my company's chemicals blinded you. Oh, God. Great. See?
Yeah, we've worked it all out.
That makes sense. I'm good with it now. First, I was like, I don't understand the hole, but now I do.
No, so I truly believe that the hole is going to have meaning in relation to the portal.
It totally is. It will be.
I mean, because we go back to Stick in the Chase in season one. Talking about, will he be ready when the portal opens?
Yes. When the door opens, yes.
Or when the door opens, sorry.
Or whatever. Or the gate or some shit.
And Nobu was pretty darn insistent that he needed that hole in that location quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't get in. Not another city block, that one.
Right. It had to be right there. It had to be right now. Yeah. And these are all threads they...
So I wonder if
too
the ninjas,
big of a plot hole to not have a purpose,
right? Because plot hole and a big asshole. I feel like maybe then what, all the hand ninjas would like jump down in the hole and then wait for Iron Fist to appear? Is that what I mean, if they hadn't, they're maybe it's good that they were wrapped up with Daredevil. That gives Danny time to come through the
Maybe.
hole. Like,
Yeah, they're off fighting on a rooftop and Danny's crawling out of the hole.
so it ends up working out for everybody.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm so glad we've straightened this out.
I'm so glad this is. I didn't think we'd have anything to talk about really about the whole, but we really actually know all about it.
I mean, by now I figured we could talk about anything. We could be like,
And they meet. He just returns the flashlight. Like, here you go, bro. Here's your flashlight back. And
that would be awesome.
Daredevil's like, what? I don't need a. I don't. What? Yeah, you tossed it down the hole. Remember? Oh, right.
Awesome.
So cool. So cool. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to see. And I can't wait to see if they get to, like, especially Matt and Danny, if they get to kind of keep their secret, like, identities.
And that's what, so do you, I get back to thinking, and I think we've talked about this before. Charlie hit that period where Iron Fist was ending, and he did a few cons, like right before his baby was born. And they were getting ready to go into the Defenders. And he seemed really caught up in Matt meeting Danny.
Yes,
Do
that
you
was, yeah.
think they can meet in Iron Fist? I mean, because I just say that because it seemed to really be on Charlie's mind.
I think
And he never
that
officially spoiled anything, but
no, and I think if there was going to be any show where there would finally be a Daredevil, I mean a Matt like appearance or some, crossover kind of thing, it would be in the last show.
And I mean,
So I do think if we get it, then it's totally Matt meeting Danny.
because we know we're gonna have lots of Jerry Hogarth and Iron Fist, and Foggy most likely is working for Jerry. I mean, I'm saying, and I would like to point out, that's not confirmed. I mean, she offered him the position. He seemed really excited about it, but he could have said no.
Could have said no. And what if we get, because I'm right now, I'm really I'm reading the last, probably in the last, I mean my last 10 issues of Daredevil Volume 1, and this is finally when Rosalind shows up. So we still could get Rosalind Sharp. We could get Sharp, Nelson and Murdoch, and get
See,
that.
I'm still trying to think of a way where Sigourney Weaver could be Rosalind Sharp.
She could totally be that now. Now that I'm reading that, I can totally see that. See, when everybody first started saying that, I was like, I only know her like just a little bit. And I'm like, I don't, there's not enough. I don't know. But now that I read this, yeah, she's ruthless. Could totally
And they
happen.
screw with characters enough that it could be that you have Rosalind Sharp and she's not Foggy's mom. You know, they could get rid of the whole Foggy because they've changed Foggy's backstory so much anyways. You could have Rosalind Sharp, ruthless lawyer that happens to be the Beast.
She could still be getting her strings pulled by somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And still be this ruthless.
They could tweak all of that around.
It's pretty awesome because she gives Matt hell and it's great. It's
Yes.
pretty, yeah. So, yeah. So do I totally think that Matt can show up in Iron Fist. Now, I don't know what time, what, you know, how this is going to go time wise. It's
True.
got it I guess it sort of has to be, it could be towards the end of Luke Cage that this goes to happening, some kind of, I don't know how they're going to explain the timeline. I don't know if it's going to be after then, but if it's so much after, then there's so much in Luke Cage that's going on, and then the way Daredevil season 2 ends with, I don't know how you explain it. I don't know how Danny meets up with Matt. Or Iron Fist meets up with Daredevil at the end.
Well, and I think what's going to give us a timeline thing is Claire. Claire gives us our timeline. So we know Claire shows up in Iron Fist. We know she's working out with Colleen Wing because she takes that at the end of Luke Cage. She takes the.
Yeah, also in the part I'm reading now, Misty Knight is the security for Sharp, Nelson, and Murdoch.
Oh.
Yes, and her and Colleen have a Colleen.
Yeah.
Her and Colleen have Nightwing restorations.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there'll only be so much overlap. It may not overlap with Daredevil at all.
Yeah.
And there's only so much overlap with Luke Cage because Claire has to get, you know, like if we figure that Luke Cage overlaps with Daredevil for about 5 episodes because Claire shows up there in episode 5.
Yeah.
After the ninjas, maybe 3 episodes or so, because Claire's not, or is she in the finale?
Yes.
She walks out of the hospital.
Oh, in the Daredevil finale? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember
the
when
ninja
she
fight
like...
and all that. I don't think she's, I think, you know, so maybe she, you know, maybe there's about 4 episodes overlap between Daredevil and Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, maybe she doesn't meet Colleen. You know, wherever she meets Colleen, we know that's the end of Luke Cage.
Yeah, and maybe Iron Fist just starts off at the end of the Daredevil, like, finale, because now Frank Castle and Matt have, like, mowed down all the ninjas. And he can, and we now know that that's, he's going to crawl out of the hole.
Right. He crawls out of the hole. I really hope our listeners know when we're making shit up. Because obviously there's no confirmation of him crawling out of the hole, but it's totally going to happen.
Or he, I hope he just sort of like bounces out of the hole, like Jessica Jones style. You know, how she kind of bounces.
Maybe
you know,
when
like
you come from Kowloon, it's like a big shoot. Like.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah.
You just pop up out of the hole.
Yeah. Fire in the hole.
Because it would
he
be
gets
it
fired
would
out of the hole.
If he was down there just. He just fired out the hole. He's down there going, hello, hello, hello. Oh, God. And Matt, he just hears this weird, like, hello, 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 and doesn't, and like, no, what? You know?
Yeah.
And then they meet, and then they're besties.
That's what, okay, I mean, like, I know I have this hope in all the series. Well, no, I didn't have any hope of Matt showing up in Luke Cage.
No,
but,
zero.
I really held it for Jessica, and then I was glad he didn't show up in Jessica.
Yes, that works.
Because it would have felt like the man showing up to save the day. And yep. I think that would have ruined all of the girl power.
Yep.
But I think Matt and Danny meeting would be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be the greatest. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. And then if we get Punisher next, then I'm so excited for Matt to show up in Punisher.
Yeah, who knows?
Just for a second, if it just shows up and they're just passing each other on a rooftop, you know, and Matt just shakes his head. I'm like, I'm not even going to, like, he just kicks, shows up long enough to kick a gun, like, out of Frank's hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like, knock him senseless, you know, just a little fight, and then that's it. You know, I don't think they're going to.
At the very least, if Punisher doesn't take place in New York, because it's possible it could take place, well, it has Karen in it, so it's got to take place in New York in some degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope, like, Frank is like, God, I don't want to go back to Hell's Kitchen because that obnoxious red is going to make my life miserable.
I just hope it's just Karen showing up on the bench every day to get love advice. And then one day Matt just shows up and is like, stop giving like love advice to my girlfriend. Please stop.
Yeah.
He's got to. Please, please let him show up. I don't want him to. It's going to be all the Punisher show. Like, I don't think Daredevil showing up takes anything away from Punisher. Come on, though.
What if Karen is, like, trying to figure out if Frank knows that Matt's Daredevil? Like, I wonder how long they dance around that.
Frank probably doesn't dance around it very long. Like, come on, lady. We're gonna play this.
But he wouldn't tell. I mean, I really think that Frank wouldn't tell Matt's secret. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't. No.
So, oh, and I'm totally, I mean, I see people debating this, and I'm like, Frank totally knows who Daredevil is.
I was just fixing to ask you the same thing. I saw that, too, where people were like, do you think Frank figured out in the courtroom? And I'm like, not only in the courtroom, I think he was confused in the hospital.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the hospital, he's still recovering, and he kind of just, okay, here's this blind guy standing in front of me, and he just pushes it out of his head.
Yeah.
like, no, this can't, I must be just losing my shit. And in the courtroom, it's definite. That's a definite, like, holy shit moment that he has in the courtroom to me. And then if you're even confused by that, that's just the way it plays out in my head. I 100% think he knows by the courtroom scene who Daredevil is. But even not, when they're fighting on the rooftop,
he sees his mask fly off.
He's got a scope. He's looking through the scope of a gun. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And he says, "See you around, Red. Come on." Like, he knows. He knows. But when Matt says, "Frank, can I call you Frank?" That's it. That's the moment. Because Frank's that good. Frank's that fucking good. He knows. So I don't know why there's this debate. And I will be pissed if they go back and try to make it seem like Frank still hasn't figured it out.
True. Yeah.
I mean, can we just go from this point forward that Frank knows who the fuck Daredevil is? And that's okay?
Yeah.
Because we all know that Matt's secret identity is the worst kept secret ever. So.
And that's, I like that they're making that true in the show.
Yeah, and like one of the things Charlie talked about, like, that he likes in the comics is that whole thing of playing with it, because you can play with it for so long.
Yeah,
because he does, he has the best like excuse to not be Daredevil.
Right. Come on. But he's totally shit at keeping it a secret.
He's totally,
and they've
shit
made, you know, like the season one Matt Foggy scene where, you know, where'd you meet Daredevil? In an alley where we they've made that canon, so I hope they keep that up. I hope it becomes the worst kept secret. You know, I hope, like, Danny and Matt immediately, you know, I hope, like, all of the defenders know. I really hope we get the scene where somebody's holding up a newspaper. I mean, they sort of did that in season one, where Karen's holding up a newspaper. But I hope they do it with the defenders, where people are holding a newspaper, and Luke is like, he really can't see that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it because I want the defenders to become like in all the scenes in the comics where the Avengers are around him. You got different Avengers.
Yeah.
And I want his defenders to be that group where they're constantly like fucking with him or trying to keep him like not so much of a mess.
I know.
It's the greatest. It's gonna...
The defenders really just becomes Matt's babysitters.
Yeah, exactly. Matt and Jessica are going to be the problem children, so.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun.
But Jessica enjoys, I mean, I think Jessica will kind of enjoy not being the problemist of the problem children.
The most fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, thank God there's somebody more fucked up than me. Let's get drunk.
Can we just have a scene where like Matt and Jessica are just getting drunk
at Josie's? I mean, I haven't kept up with all the defenders filming, but I haven't seen them film at Josie's yet. But that needs to happen,
and somebody maybe cracks a joke about Matt and his new girlfriend, and like Jessica like breaks their face, you know, like not his girlfriend, damn it. So good. So it's good. We have I know people didn't want to talk about what we were looking forward to, but we have so much to look forward to.
Well, we always talk about this much. Because there's only so much we can talk about that's already happened. So.
Well, we're here, people. Whatever questions you have, we're here to clear it up.
Yeah, and we did, so we did have our one listener that wanted to talk about what we got for Christmas that was Marvel related.
I'm trying to think. Did I get anything?
Christina, she wanted to know what comics and/or comic-related gifts we got, because she started reading The Avengers Disassembled.
Ew.
So my family, we didn't really do a lot of Christmas gifts.
We didn't either.
And what we did do, like, my dad joked, for somebody that lives in a hotel room, like, I got the worst Christmas gifts ever, but they're pretty awesome. I got a vacuum cleaner and a KitchenAid.
Oh my god.
Both of which are sitting in my car at my parents' house.
Holy shit. Yeah, that is, yes, okay.
No, I mean, like, it's still, I won't live in a hotel room forever, but they're funny. But that's it. Like, my family doesn't do a lot of gift giving.
No, we didn't either. My sister got me a couple pops, one of which is the ancient one from Doctor Strange. So I guess that's my only Marvel related. Oh wait, and my cousin got me the Daredevil shirt, the one with the double D. So I did get that. Yeah, I got an Amy Winehouse pop, which is also very cute, not Marvel related. But other than that, and I got, some money and some things. Other than that, I guess my Christmas present to myself was because I thought I was I can't do math either. I'm not mathy, and comics are hard. Okay. For some reason, I thought I was through buying all of Daredevil Volume 1. I thought I had them all. And then I get to the end and I'm like, this is not the end. And I had to end up buying like 30 more. So there. That was my Christmas present to myself to buy like 25 fucking more Daredevil comics to finish Daredevil Volume 1.
Way to go. So you've got volume one done.
Almost. Yeah, I got it. I can finish it now. And then I'm going to go right back into Guardian Devil, right back into that again and read it all the way through. It's like me and my friend Brittany was talking about. She finished Wade's volume three run and took some time off in between before she started volume four. Because sometimes you do that. When you finish a really good run, you're like, oh, I just want to just sit here with this for a while. And she started reading volume four, which we all know is the San Francisco part of Wade's run last week. And she, even though that's probably not to me as fun, there are some great points and parts in volume four. It's not as fun to me as volume three. When she started it, she stopped and she's like, it doesn't matter how long I go in between reading Daredevil. When I start reading it again, I'm sucked back in. And I was like, oh, so I was like, well, Matt Murdock will probably be our favorite character for forever because that's who we started with. If we'd started with somebody else, it would probably be the same thing. But yeah, it's true. When you go back to reading things that you've even read before, I can't wait to start the volume two run over again. Because
Yay.
there is something special about Matt Murdock. There just is. Because he's a fucking mess. But can't wait. Yay! So
Yay.
that was my Christmas to me.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, that's what I've been buying a lot of comics recently.
Yeah, let's just talk about that for just a minute because we both read the new Hulk, the new Hawkeye with Kate, right?
Yes. Have you read the second issue?
No, gotta wait. I'm still
Okay.
waiting.
I still like it.
Good.
I just
She's
like,
fun.
I mean, it's just refreshing and different. It's a West Coast Hawkeye.
Yes.
I mean, and there's so much, like New York is so congested with the superheroes that it's pretty cool to see her in LA, but it's also cool to see the way LA is like, fuck you, superheroes.
Yes, I love, and I just love Kate.
And
Kate does
Kate,
things
yeah.
her own way, and she's also kind of a mess in her own way, but a different kind of mess than Matt Murdock.
And Jessica Jones. Like, she is
Yeah.
clearly not Jessica Jones. Even though she is out in LA starting a PI firm.
And she references Jessica Jones. Like
Yeah.
Jessica's like down as one of her references, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Taught her everything she knows or something. I can't wait to see where it goes. I mean, it's very fun. So I recommend that people, next month we get to start on the,
Bullseye,
yes,
Elektra, Kingpin.
Kingpin. What are they trying
Yeah.
to do though? Break me?
I
Like,
don't know.
that's three series. And if you're already,
I'm gonna have to set up a goddamn pull list.
yeah, because if you're already reading Daredevil and all these things are supposed to sort of kind of hit at the same time and cross over, that's four comics. That's a lot of money, to keep up with every month. Not to mention if you read like other things like I do, like Power Man, Iron Fist, and Punisher, and stuff that's not Marvel related, but. Yeah, you could very easily. That time I like laughed at the guy that was in Midtown and he came and picked up his stuff and he had a pull list of like $150 worth of things.
Yeah.
It's not that far off, people.
It really isn't. It really grows.
You do, and I am trimming back a little bit. You do have to decide what are your must read. You have must read, and then you got to go even beyond that. Okay.
Well, and that's, I mean, if it's Marvel, you know, in 6 months you'll be able to read it on Unlimited.
Yes, I'm reading the Black Widow, the newest Black Widow run on MU. And then I got really ticked off because I thought there were more than like 4 issues on there, and there's only like 4. And so when I got like, stay tuned to MU for, oh, fuck! And Captain Marvel, because trying to read a little more girl stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many that I need to read to catch up on to know a little bit more about the stuff that's coming out in the movieverse some. Like, I want to read some Black Panther.
I put that down. I started with a new Black Panther, and I put that down. I did try Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Number one. And it was fine, but again, I'm trying to throw myself into a universe that I really don't know much about.
Yeah.
So, I probably could have picked a better starting point than that. Yeah, there's that. There's trying to just I read Cloak and Dagger, read more Iron Fist. It's so much. There's so much out there, people. Like you could really though just, I know we talk a lot about money, but really you could just subscribe to MU for the $7 a month, and there's enough reading on there to last you a freaking lifetime probably.
Yeah.
So you don't have to spend the kind of money that Shelby sometimes spends to fuel her addiction, but she's learning to not spend as much money and save money for trips.
Right.
Yay. So
the next time we talk, we'll have all of those new comics to talk about. So we'll get back to comics people. So, you know, deal with it.
Yeah. Daredevil 15 comes out next week. And I'm pretty excited about that too. About Daredevil 15. I know I say that a lot. Damn you, Charles. Damn you.
I know. Don't let us down, Charles. Don't let us down.
You saw where he tweeted me, right? Because I was like, I need it like this week. And he's like, well, here's the first like page or panel or first piece of dialogue or whatever. Yeah, he tweeted me back. He's like, here's this. Aww. I was like, shit. So yeah.
Well, and Curse Words comes out.
Yes. Yes, I have that on order too. So